stars above weaves together nine interconnected tales that illuminate the shadows and spaces between the main Lunar Chronicle saga. Each story reveals crucial moments that shaped our beloved characters long before Cinder met Prince Kai in that new Beijing marketplace. What makes these stories so compelling isn't just how they fill narrative gaps, it's how they transform our understanding of the entire series, showing how seemingly small moments cascade into world-changing events. These aren't mere supplements to the main books, but essential pieces that complete the mosaic of this futuristic fairy tale universe, where cyborgs, genetically modified soldiers, and mind-controlling lunars fight for their futures. Imagine having the fate of two worlds hidden beneath your farm. Logan Tanner brings Michelle Benoit, a critically injured child in suspended animation, with an urgent request. Protect Princess Celine, Luna's rightful heir, from Queen Lavanna, who believes she killed her niece in a nursery fire. Risk. Michelle balances both responsibilities. When Logan returns with lunar sickness, they must wake Celine immediately. Though only 11 instead of 15, they found someone to outfit her with cyborg parts. Michelle suggests the name Cinder, unassuming yet powerful, representing how the child survived fire and was reborn from ashes. In New Beijing, Lin Cinder arrives with adoptive father Garan, her metal leg making her feel like an outsider. The family's reception varies. Young Peony shows curiosity, Pearl seems resentful, and Adri maintains only a veneer of welcome. Overhearing Adri complaining about one more mouth and a cyborg at that, Cinder struggles to belong. Her first connection with Peony is quickly shattered when Adri discovers them and assigns her household responsibilities. 12-year-old Zeev Kesley sacrifices his humanity to protect his loved ones. Conscripted from Luna's mines into Queen Lavanna's army, he undergoes genetic modifications, merging his DNA with a white wolf's, enhancing his physical abilities while suppressing his lunar gift. As Beta Kesley, Zeev is immediately challenged by Alpha Brock. He learns that pack hierarchy depends solely on fighting prowess, adapt or die. Meanwhile, his brother Ran becomes the pack's Omega, pathetically idolizing his tormentor. 5 years later, when Queen Lavanna seeks soldiers for a special mission, Zeev fights Brock in demonstration. Hearing a voice urging him to kill, he snaps Brock's neck and becomes Alpha. He believes he's preserved his humanity while using the beast's strength. Princess Winter and her friend Jason Clay share a deep bond. When they spot a woman about to jump from the palace balcony, Winter uses her lunar gift to manipulate the woman's body, pulling her back and filling her with artificial happiness. Later, Winter's father explains that using her gift without permission removes others' free will. Years after her father's murder, Winter discovers the woman she saved committed suicide. Through Jason, she learned the woman had been pregnant and suffering abuse from Thaumaturge Amory. Winter realized she hadn't saved her, she had merely forced happiness while returning her to her abuser. Imagine spending your formative years completely alone, with screens as your only connection to the world. After 9-year-old Crescent teaches other shells to read, Mistress Sybil relocates her from Luna's dormitories to a satellite barely larger than an apartment, orbiting Earth. The journey gives Cress her first taste of freedom as she gazes at Earth's swirling blues and whites through the viewport. Her excitement fades when she realizes the satellite is her new prison, with Sybil's monthly supply visits her only human contact. The deepest wound comes when Sybil reveals the truth. Cress's prominent lunar mother rejected her shell dieter with disgust. In her solitude, Cress finds comfort in her childhood lullaby about the crescent moon watching over Earth, realizing she's become that lonely sentinel. This isolation shapes Cress into both a technical prodigy and romantic dreamer. Through screens, she witnesses families and lovers experiencing connections beyond her reach. Her ability to find wonder in small moments becomes her shield against despair, making her an essential ally in the fight for freedom. Winter makes a profound decision to never use her glamour again, despite knowing this will cause lunar sickness. When she refuses to demonstrate her gift to Queen Lavanna, the queen forces Winter to carve deep cuts down her own cheek,
permanently scarring her face. Winter accepts these scars as armor against manipulation, choosing personal suffering over inflicting pain on others. Meanwhile, Star, formerly Mech 6.0, experiences what should be impossible for a machine, genuine human emotions, particularly love for Datarin, a shipyard mechanic. Trapped in a malfunctioning escort droid body causing constant pain, she observes him daily, dreaming of connection. Her world shatters when Miko, a girl hiding her cyborg nature, captures Datarin's attention. After witnessing Datarin propose to Miko, Star's hopes collapse. When he mentions losing his holographic locket, the very one Star had found and treasured, she desperately attempts to communicate through a kiss, only to face his revulsion. 13-year-old Carswell Thorne already displays his future charm and entrepreneurial spirit. When caught selling fake acne cream, just cheap moisturizer in fancy packaging, he talks his way out with elaborate explanations about exfoliation and pore cleansing. His manipulative talents extend to academics, charming studious Kate Fallow to improve his failing math grade. During lunch, he runs a profitable card game using food as currency, with odds subtly favoring himself 60% of the time, foreshadowing his smuggler future. When Thorne discovers classmates bullying Kate and stealing her port screen, he surprisingly intervenes and gets beaten until the vice principal stops it. Despite Kate's defense, all boys receive suspension under zero-tolerance policies. Though grateful when Kate offers academic help afterward, Thorne immediately calculates how to use the saved time for profit. This glimpse reveals Thorne's complexity. While fundamentally self-interested, he possesses a moral core that emerges against true injustice, foreshadowing his later heroism, where self-serving behavior gives way to genuine courage. At the Child of the Stars launch, Star makes her final choice, surrendering the locket to Datarin and Miko, while taking Miko's place aboard the departing ship. As the vessel breaks atmosphere, Star's systems begin shutting down. In her final moments, gazing at the real stars, her consciousness expands into something vast and bright and endless. This Little Mermaid reimagining explores consciousness, sacrifice, and humanity's essence. Star's journey shows how love transcends physical form and programming. Her capacity for selfless love proves that true consciousness isn't limited to organic beings. Stars Above reveals how seemingly small moments cascade into world-changing events, completing this futuristic fairy tale universe where cyborgs, genetically modified soldiers, and mind-controlling lunars fight for their futures, all bound by their shared humanity and the choices that define them.